The scriptures explain that the spiritual master is like a transcendental touchstone because he's supposed to make gold. How is that? Srila Prabhupada quoted this verse often, which explains that an alchemist knows how to convert bell metal into gold by adding some mercury and doing some other procedures. So similarly, the process of initiation is like that. A person with a conditioned mentality is initiated and then becomes gold, so to speak, becomes a brahmana, becomes twice initiated or twice born. So this is the process of initiation, wherein a person with a conditioned mentality now becomes a soul surrendered to Krishna. This is what initiation is all about. The process of surrender and devotion is now initiated. It is begun. According to the scriptures, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained this at length, Diksha or initiation actually comprises five elements. The process of Diksha is a process of purification and time for preparation. It has five elements. The first element is called Tapa. In some sampradayas, even Vaishnava sampradayas, Tapa involves branding the body with hot iron metals. And you have the name of the Lord or other symbols like the conch shell and so on imprinted. But mercifully Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not insist on that. He recommended that we simply do it with Gopi Chandan. And you can have the names of the Lord imprinted on your body with Chandan. The second one is Pundra. Pundra means the tilak. There are different types of tilak, styles of tilak, and we have one in our movement. So when a person applies the tilak, then he or she declares himself or herself to be a servant of the Lord, and the tilak represent the lotus feet of the Lord, signifying that one has offered one's feet to the one's head to the lotus feet of the Lord. The third element of this pancha samskar or five samskars is Naam. Naam means that now the prospective initiate or the candidate gets a new Dasya name, Krishna Das or Jagannath Das and so on, where the devotee now accepts that I have become a servant of Krishna. Simultaneously, as the devotee gets a new name signifying servitude to Krishna, he also gets the Hare Krishna Mahamantra to chant. Then the devotee begins chanting, although of course the devotee has by now prepared himself or herself for many months before that. The fourth stage, fourth of the five sanskaras, is mantra, where the disciple is given certain Gayatri mantras and certain other mantras to chant. And by chanting these mantras, one becomes eligible to worship the deity, which is a fifth sanskara called Yaga. So Yaga involves learning how to worship the deity. So all told, these five elements called the five sanskaras, the pancha sanskaras, constitute what we call Diksha. And in ISKCON, and essentially in the Gaudiya movement after Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we have two initiations. The first initiation essentially involves the first three samskaras. We don't really do much of tapa, but yes, there is something, some devotees do it, but essentially pundra and nama. So we apply the tilak and we get a new name, and we also start chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra at least 16 rounds every day. That is the first initiation. And then the second initiation, which is also called the Brahminical initiation, is when the devotee now becomes qualified to worship the deity by knowing the mantras to chant and also the procedures to worship. So Srila Prabhupada emphasized the first initiation a lot. Before him, the first initiation was taken somewhat informally and casually. But when Srila Prabhupada came to the West, then he understood the importance of giving more emphasis to the first initiation as well. And therefore it became a very serious matter. And in one place, Srila Prabhupada even quotes Jiva Goswami as saying that if one has the first initiation, then one actually speaking doesn't need the second initiation to attain love of Godhead. But nevertheless, Prabhupada says we do it for further purification. So both the initiations are processes of purification progressively. So we prepare for the first initiation by coming up to the expected standards for a long time. In the first initiations, when Srila Prabhupada did that in America, there was hardly any preparation. And I believe the devotees who were initiated then came to know about the four regulative principles only after they were initiated. And since then, we have come a long way and devotees have to wait years. So it's good because Prabhupada emphasizes, and there are many letters in which he writes this, that we should not be whimsical about recommending devotees for initiation. And one must be very, very particular about following the rules and regulations. So the first initiation was made also very strict by Srila Prabhupada. And then after that, he said, for those devotees who follow these rules and regulations and principles for a certain period of time and are recommended by the authorities in the temple, then they become eligible for the second initiation. So Prabhupada said, the first initiation is initiation by the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and the second initiation is initiation by the Gayatri Mantra. There are different types of Gayatri Mantras which the candidate for initiation receives at the time of initiation, at the time of the second initiation. And then the devotee chants these mantras at three times a day, at just before sunrise, at noon, and around sunset. So Srila Prabhupada also called this the Brahminical initiation, because this is when you become a Brahmana. In other words, we acquire the qualities of being a Brahmana. So Prabhupada has given emphasis to this by saying that one should, after taking second initiation, try to understand the importance of Brahminical qualities and try to imbibe these qualities. So it is a very serious matter, and there are several letters that I read as I was going through this morning when Prabhupada emphasizes how important it is to not be whimsical in recommending names. Again and again this point comes up. So he gave a lot of emphasis to strict following of the rules and regulations. So after the first initiation, one becomes ready eventually to take the second initiation, when one actually becomes a Brahmana Vaishnava, ready to be offered for the service of the Lord. This is in brief a few thoughts on the second Brahminical initiation. Thank you. Hare Krishna.